Morning.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, a little bit change in schedule today. Just have a couple of things that I have to be at. We'll have Shia now till around 11:15-ish. So we're Packet Mem is about Kos Pogum. We discussed the idea of maybe putting wine in or water in, etc. So let us look in Sif on page 8. Says the Mechaber, Yicholim l'saken kos pogum al yedei sheyosifu ma'at mayim. Ma'at yayin. A few al yedei sheyosifu lov mayim miskon. Right? So those are the two ways it says in Shulchan Aruch. Either that was if somebody drank from the coast and now you want to make Kiddush on the coast or Havdalah on the coast or something else, you wanted to have a status of koshal bracha, of the hashivas, so you have to make it chashev. So when somebody drinks from it, it's a chesaron. So you add in a little wine or a little water. Okay. So look in the Magen Avraham. In the Tikkun, yeah. So the Magen Avraham here in Sif Katan Yud. Says like this.
The Cholim Sakin, the Iker Hapagam Mishum Shashosha Mimenuat, Kushol Choser Umosival of the Sakin Bekach. He says, Dumib the Bekimas Pigimas Amezbeach, Kshachoser Vsos Mumasakin.
In other words, he's comparing it to if the Mizbeach has a crack in it, you know, a crevice. So that's a problem. So you could, you Mesakin it, you soisim it, you fix the crack, right? And then you're good. So that's what he's comparing it to. Then we're going to have to see, what about this other idea? But we'll get to that. Well, what if you just pour the wine back into the bottle? Is that going to ruin the whole bottle or is that going to help? We'll see. We'll get to that. But the first, let's talk about the Magen Avraham's comparison. That he's comparing Kos Pogum to a Mizbeach Pogum. So let's look in the Chasam Sofer on page 9. So the Chasam Sofer, the Shulchan Aruch, you know, the Chasam Sofer has Peirushim on the Shulchan Aruch, and this new edition of it's at the, you know, they have Otsa Mefarshim, so they, you know, on one hand, you know, I have mixed feelings with the new Shulchan Aruch. The new Shulchan Aruch is great, but a certain heimishkeit from the old Shulchan Aruch that you miss. But the new things is that if you want to look up something, like in the old Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham quoted Shud Rashba. He didn't say where it was. He said Shud Rashba. So now they'll tell you Chelik Dalet Simon. You know, it'll tell you exactly where. So, and there are a lot of typos that were fixed also. So it's a tremendous work. But a certain Hamishkeit about the old Shulchan Aruch that I, you know. Okay, what can I tell you? So look in the Otzim Fatzarchi and Abagimus and Mizbeach Mitam Chisorin Hu. For in Smalach Hasrono. Well, Hochalam Mitam Chisorin Chosu. In other words, is it a really good comparison or not? Because here you have a crevice, right? So there's something missing in the Mizbeach. So you fill it up, right? But here it's not like something's, it's not a din of Chisorin. In other words, Hare Afil Hakos Mole Al Kol Gedosav, Mismale Miklish Shetam Hey Menopausal. Say you have one kli that someone sipped from, and then you pour it in the whole thing into another. Now it's full. In the second coast, it's full to the top. But since it was tasted from from the first one, that's pogum. So it's not, in other words, it's not chaser in the second cup, but it's still no good. So it's not so much the chisaron shabo, because now you can get rid of the chisaron bo by just pouring it into another cup and filling it up. And here he has given another example. Say you took your finger and you took some wine out with your finger. So that's not pogum, even though it's going to be chaser. Say you take your fingers and you put you take some wine out with your fingers. That's not pogum, even though it's chaser. So you see from there that pogum and chaser are not. That the din of Pagimus HaMizbeach and the din of Pagimus HaKos are really not exactly parallel. He says it's the te'ima. So why does that get rectified by putting in, well, the te'ima makes it pogum. Someone tasted from it. It's not, you know, like even in, I don't know, you know, today with hygiene and, you know, at a premium today and, you know, but even, you know, it's like Avram Levitz. Where did you quote it from, Avram? It looks like Shiori Kois. Where are you quoting from?
The Rambam, Rebbe.
The Rambam, right. The Rambam is Hilchos Shabbos that Avram Levitz quoted to me. The Rambam says it's like Shiori Kois. It's like leftovers. So it's not so much of a din of chaser, because it can be chaser with your hand. But it's mentioned in the Yerushalmi. Nachlamalos b'mayim dovish ena royal of archalov. Levado bar pirogofen. And he says, okay, but I can understand wine, but how does water work? Water is like, it's like by Pekimus HaMizbeach, you can't put, you have to put something from that min, that's what the Mizbeach is made from, Evan or whatever. But here, what is putting water in? I can understand you want to say you put some more wine in, but what does water have to do? Oh, toy. So he says over there, you know, in this Machazal, the wine was so strong that every wine was diluted, right? 3/4 water to 1/4 wine. So then I can understand that water was always part of the concoction of the thing. So then you can understand that. But maybe our wine today, we don't have water enough. It's upshot that the wines that are 5% or whatever, they're diluted. They're not diluted with water. It's just they're weaker. They're weaker. It's not because they were diluted with wine, with water. So that's what he's saying over here. So maybe water should only work bisman chazal, that they used to, every wine had water in it. So that's mino. But today, maybe it shouldn't work.
Wow.
So the Chasam Sofer is basically challenging the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he's basically saying that it's really not shaykh, b'smach hazeh. I mean, it says maybe in Yerushalmi, but that could be at the time that they were diluting the thing. But I mean, some of these the light grape juice, I think, might have water. Maybe they do. You could check that. The light grape juice, right? Rav Katan, the light grape juice, as well as that.
Yeah, I think it has some water in it.
That has water, yes.
But they put kosher liquidus with arba kosas on it, though.
I have no doubt. But the question is, would you be able to see, as it is, there's so much water, I would be afraid to add more water to the light, because if it becomes too light, then it's nisht for a paragraph anymore. Yeah, so on one hand, from the perspective of the chasam sofer, that maybe things that are diluted is ma chazal, then maybe to take care of the pogum, we could do this. But so that's just a very interesting chasam sofer. In other words, the Magen Avraham compares it to the mizbeach, and the chasam sofer gets a little upset that it's really not comparable to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is din chisaron, it's not din chisaron, and it gives two proofs to that. One is if you pour it into another cup, and now in the second cup it's full, so it still will be a problem with pogum because it was tasted from the first cup. And then the other point that he makes is that even biyad is not considered pogum, even though it's chaser. So you see that chaser and pogum are two different things. It's just like what Rav Levitt said from the Rambam. It's just like, I don't know, you use the word mos, but it's not exactly mos, but it's, you know, substandard.
It so happened yesterday we had a bris in the shul.
You had a bris from Rabbi Cohen shul?
Yeah. So the mile, I think.
Who's the mile?
I'm sorry, I don't know his name.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, I think he takes the pacifier, pours it in the wine, and gives it to the baby.
Right.
Now, he's not making it pogum. Definitely not. Because
it's not pogum. If you put a pacifier, which is interesting. That's a very fascinating concept, putting a pacifier, because that's what they do. They put the pacifier in the wine. But I would say like this, would there be a chilek between if the child already sucked on the pacifier, or whether the pacifier that he sucked on, but you cleaned it? In other words, would it also be considered like, or is it, in other words, if it's a clean pacifier, I can understand. But if it's not a clean pacifier, that would be a good shiloh. If it's not a clean pacifier, the kid just had it in his mouth, then you take it out of his mouth. Usually I think they do it probably on a clean pacifier or a new pacifier. Right? But if, because you're right, pacifier is no different than like yacht, so that it's not in tequila. But what would you say on a pacifier that the kid already sucked from, and then you didn't wash it off, and then you put it in the wine? Would that make it pogum?
And the next question, can the Bore Priha Gefen that he did, we did it right after Musaf, can it account as a kiddush if there's a mezonos there?
Right.
There was mezonos there.
Right, that's the whole discussion there. But the pacifier shiloh is an interesting shiloh. You know, if it's not a pacifier that anyone, that the kid sucks from already, so then I wouldn't have any shiloh that it's not. Instead of pogum, but if he did, then maybe it's what to talk about. Okay, so let's see the other part of the discussion. If you drop it back, in other words, what's the story? If you drop it back into the, in other words, instead of pouring wine into it or pouring water into it, you just pour it back into the thing. Does that help or does that ruin the whole? So let's see. So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 8 and Sif Hey. Mechzi yayin shall cause pogum mekankan ha. Mekankan ha yayin shall mekankan kosher mishum dekama kama bottle. So he says that if you pour back, it's kosher because each drop that falls in is bottle into the bottle, in the wine of the bottle. So he's not saying it midin tikkun pogum. He's just saying it the midin bittel. So that's what he's saying. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Beis, hey.
Rabbi, is he talking about like sometimes people have the custom to pour wine back into the bottle, you know, after Kiddush?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
And that, so
he's talking about when it was pogum, and now you're trying to de-pogum it.
So right. Does Rabbi do that himself? Do you do that?
No.
And you know people who do that?
I never do that.
Do you know people who do?
Pour it back in?
Yeah, like what's the whole inyan? Why are they doing it?
Why are they doing it?
Yeah.
Well, today people won't do that because if you drank from it, they're not going to want to pour it back.
But people do it, though.
You've seen people.
I remember seeing people.
Yireim Ushleimim. Avram only sees people who are Yireim Ushleimim.
They did it as if it's like a mitzvah, you know, like it's like we're trying to bottle up the mitzvahs here.
Yeah. Okay, so basically what we have to do, Avram, is we have to learn the Yeshua's Yaakov from page 17. And see if basically, that's what you have to do. If you want to know anything in life, you have to learn from the Yeshua's Yaakov. Yaakov Meshulam Orenstein. His grandson, you see on page 16, Zvi Hirsch Orenstein. That's the Einikel. And he has the famous thing. The Rav Moshe Feinstein Heter that you can close the gas on Yontif, so he already spoke about it. That's Zvi Hirsch Orenstein. That's what some people point out. Okay. So let us look. Let's see what he So he's let's see what we should which part we should do now. Because he's gonna be machmer in this. So let's see what he says. In Hechse Yayin L'chor Koshet B'shas B'sochim, page 17 on the top of the Shuras Yaakov. In Hechse Yayin L'chor, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, he put the Yayin back into the Yayin Pogam, back into the. Into the bottle, you're gonna what? You're gonna masakin, not through tikkun, but through the din of bittul. Chalakoshen b'shas b'sochim, ach the brisa hanichdas lebeso b'motzei Shabbos. It comes from motzei Shabbos. Ingo el kol sechad. So he wants to eat, but he only has kol sechad. He wants a bench on the coast. He also wants to make havdalah, so he says menicha ad achar hamazon, mshalshul kulam lacharav. So he waits till after the meal, and then he makes the on the same coast. Kama shashman mina bracha yesh lo shir shman mina tama pogamo. You see the tama pogamo because if not, you can just make havdalah first and drink from the havdalah, and then use it for birkas hamazon. But the answer is you can't because once you were going to drink it from Havdalah, then you can't use it for the kosher birchas hamazon. So you see from that halacha that you have to make it all on the coast at the end, the Bar Pir Gofen for the benching and the and the Havdalah, because of those daim sheish kam revis, yesh od shir b'lom lom lov, yesh lo shnei kosas. He loved the Tamar b'gamo, haya yuchel lishtos mimenu. Because she gave them lom lom lov, for rov revis, and can yishpach b'kos echad shir b'lom lom lov, b'kos ha-sheini, shir revis, v'yavdil v'yishta shir b'lom lom lov, shir rov revis, u'miyat ha-nisho yishpach l'kos ha-sheini, v'yispadal b'rov, shir malay lom lov, v'rov revis, u'kushe gedolo. As he says, that why do you have to do this? If you could do bittel, then just do bittel. Nearly had over the bemis yain pogum ainum star for revis. He says yain pogum is not mitzdar for revis. Come over to Tilas Yitayin. Time on the mime up a psulim shenis arvu mime ksheirim ainum star for revis. Anything that's possible is not mitzdar. Kain who adim beze echid star for yain hapogum shein a royal bracha because a mitzvah. Yain kosher. Omnum kishakos godel v'yeshul shir kervis, but a yain hakosher in umazik v'yeshish psochum yain pogum. Zel das kavodas hatur. Shem hechzi mikoshal pogum utoch kankam she'en lochosh mubarach al yain shem kankam shem bekam akam a bottle. Nearly the kavanoso she yain shem bekankam lo nesar. Ava pshit yitzor of this because of you. In other words, he says the yain the pogum wine is not going to count for the shear of revius, right? It's not going to count for the shear, but it doesn't answer the whole thing. Pshita tzarklius because revius min hayayin hakosher. He says, maybe on Shabbos you're not allowed a mavatlo. Because it's Mexican Misakin. Where the Kamon? Well, Hach Brice, the Irish Bosa Shabbos, he says, the Brice that's talking about Friday night, so then that you can't be Mavato. Because it's near Kimisakin. But the din of Mosai Shabbos is also, obviously, there's no din of near Kimisakin. In Dina Nirali, the Iker, which cause of Bach, the Dovazel Vad, Ain of Mosh, Ivat, Lubi, Ivikankan, the Gam Dovazel, Ain of Mosh, Ishpoch, Tassia, and the Kos, Apogum, Ella Isaknu, the Harza, Ishpoch, Hayanam Sukun, Lutok, Akankan, Vizishmochum, Lutarf, Zabor. So he says he doesn't like. He says the Bach doesn't like this halacha that you could just mevato. And he says he doesn't think you could do what the Shulchan Aruch says to do. Zabor modes. So what is he saying? So what does it mean, Eli Yisachnu? How?
Do both together, both
Yain
and
Tov HaKos,
and then the
Kos of Tov HaKankan? So what does he say? In other words, if you have a Kos, someone drank from the Kos, now you want to make Havdalah, so what should you do?
You should pour wine into the Kos and
the
Kos to the
Kankan. So you put wine into the Kos, and then you pour that Kos back into the bottle.
And what does that help? So in other words, so there you have two shitas together. Whereas he doesn't think either shita alone you should rely on. Well, so he says that you shouldn't rely on either shita alone. Because Lamaisa, he says, anything that's pogrom is not going to count for the Shia. So you're going to need... As he's talking about when you have one coast and you want to need it for Kiddush night and day. So he says, even you can't mevatel on Shabbos. Well, half price, but on Motzai Shabbos, you would be able to mevatel because Shabbos is a din of Nira Kamasakim. In Dina, nearly the Iker commercial coast of Abach, the Dover Zelvad, Eno Moral, she got no behind, she became a Gam Dover Zeno Moral, she Yishpoch, Tassi, I was close up on them, with Sakno. You know, we should look at the Bach inside. You ever going to get a Bach here? You're going to get this here from the get an Orchayim Aleph Bach. We'll read it inside quickly. And we'll see how the Bach is played. Which one are you getting? Right. That's a problem. Right. So that's why I wanted to see inside if there's one Dakuda that we're missing. There could be one thing we're missing in how to mevatel. Akiva Papas is asking, unless you say, serious, in other words, it could be that if you did a tikkun by putting some extra wine in, so you did a Yeah. You want to read it, Rav Yosef Katan? He has it. Rav Yosef Katan has it in front of him. I can't hear you. Unmute yourself. I can't hear you.
Okay. I put it in the chat, okay?
Yeah.
Bitzarich shelo yehe pagum, etc. Ad avarim shavach memenu lekri acher. לא חשוב פגום, פירוש, אם לא שסה ממנו כלל, אלא שפך ממנו מעט לכלי אחר, לא חשוב בזה פגום, הווה אמינה, maybe, בפירוש, אלו דברים עליבה דבי שם, אבל הרשב"א כסב, אין שם הרבד דלבסילה דפל יגלה, כיוון דבי כוסיך דביאו, אישה כול מיני, נחשוב אותו פגום, וכמו שבירך, השיעור הקוסוס, והנה יש לומר, דמלא בעינן עד כאן לשון, הוא מביאו בייס יוסף, ואיך ינהוג העלמא, דאם שבח ממנו לכלי אחר, מצליחים לחזור, הותקנו מהכאן כאן. I'm not sure if that's the right one of the Bach. The Bach has four סעיפים, so I don't know which one is the right one. There's Aleph Mezalim.
Kufpei Beis.
There's Hay even. Five Sifim.
Let's see a second. So he quotes the din of Mayim. The Mayim helps. Then he says, the Dafka Shishosa Mimem. He writes, only, but of Shachar Mimenu L'Kli Acher, right? He's quoting from the tour. Dafka Pogam means Shosu Mimenu. But if you just spilled out, that's not Pogam. Well, the Rash, because of, then he says, because of Moya, he causes of him a super pogumum, and we're in the Brochot, so he says, because of Brochot, causes a pogumum. And that's a Tosis. I wrote over Shalot, so he causes a pogum on Vark. Okay. But that's the Beis Yosef. I'm reading the wrong place. So here, it says Ram B. Rutenberg. I had no hag, I had the comma come a bottle. Tassi Oshim of Aloma Hani Mashav Loma Yain Shina Pogum. So first he says, you know, he writes Beferish to Bach. That doesn't help to put in a little bit of wine. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch. This is from the Marambi Rutenberg. Then there at the time of Cain, the comma come a bottle and Cain Nasa Mashashovich Lusoka Kol Pogum. So for Cain, you're going to make it everything pogum. So he says there's a shita that says that the whole thing becomes pogum. So what do you do? So you should pour a little wine into the close pogum. So present this kind of pogum and mix this ravs. Because this way, according to some sheetahs, you're okay, but not to rely on that alone. The lo mukim maram, the kamakam bottle, and also called pogum. In other words, of course, according to maram, you put something in. So he says, if you're gonna just pour it back into the coast, the pogum, then you might ruin the whole thing. So first put some water, wine in the coast pogum. And according to some sheetahs, that's okay. And then pour it back into the bottle. Drop by drop. So it'll be kama kama bottle.
If according to the shittas that hold that you pour a little bit in, so you did it, right? But according to some shittas, that's not good enough. So therefore, what you're going to do is, so even because Rav said this can be chiluk shef shafach ma'ad mina kantit kos pogum, even Maram this can be self sheyera kol mashav kos l'tocha kantit. So you do both shittas, he says. So welcome Maram the kam kam bodu v'nasa kol pogum v'chakam mara kol mashav. In other words, so do it first bestocking, according to the shittas that works, and then pour it back in, drip, drip. So then you could say kama kama bottle. But if you pour in one pouring, then you're going to ruin everything. Lo b'shvicha achas, el b'mat ma'at, atcher y'ora kulo. T'hashka kama kama bottle, b'kakim, and this kind of kolo das maram. So that's what he says. That was, if you're going to just pour it back in, you're going to ruin it according to the Maram of Rutenberg. If you're going to just pour into the coast pogrom, it might not help. So, but according to some shittas, it does help. So that's what he says. So what you should do is you should pour a little bit in, and that works according to that shita, and then pour the whole thing drip, drip. So then it'll be bottled. According to the Maram de Rutenberg. The Ike Kamosha Kosov Abach. The Dover Zen Levan Ainu Moel Shivat Lo Yam Kankam Kam Dover Zen Ainu Moel. El Yisaknu Vachakan Yishbach Yam Kankam Toch a Kankam Zay Yishmokam Tarif Zabor Moor. So that's what he holds. But he writes, "Hayayim b'kankel onesav pshita tzorchlius because revius min hayayin akasha." Is that also sharp and close and needed? Okay. So he holds of the tzira for the shittas. But an interesting thing that he says that the Yeshua's Yaakov is that they put down the same kaddish Shabbos that maybe you can't be misakin. Close pogrom on Shabbos was as near to a sake. But then that's what Yeshua Yaakov, but on page 21, he goes from the Torah's Chaim that it could be that Meikar Adin, you could make a bracha on a close pogrom. It's not makin. So since you could make a bracha on it, so then maybe it's not considered a mistaken because the evidence would be okay anyway. So that's the part of the what did we see today? We saw that we discussed pouring in wine or water, and the Magen Avraham is medame it to begimas and mizbeach, and the Chasam Sofer didn't like that because he says begimas and mizbeach is a din of chisaron. This is not a din of chisaron. If you take with your hand and you take wine out, that doesn't make it pogum. Yet it's a chisaron, so you see, he doesn't think the two things are connected. And So that was so. The Chasam Sofer says, and water he doesn't think is good b'sman as that because water is a different min. It's only when they use water to dilute the wine b'sman chazal. That's when you could misakim with water. But he doesn't think you can misakim with water b'sman as that. The Chasam Sofer says. No. So then, And then the question of Kama Kamavato, well, do you say that or do you say that it gets ruined? So the Bach says, so you should be choshesh for both shitas, and therefore you should first pour into the kos pogam, according to some shitas that's good, and then pour back into the kos, into the bottle. Okay, Rabbi Say, so we have to stop now, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue next week on this, and Be'ez Hashem will continue the packet tomorrow, you know, the regular Avodah Zarah packet. Then maybe when we finish this packet, we'll start Chazara. We're going to do the tshuva from the Emek Halacha. We were starting that about the minig of lighting yahrzeit candles. And could you be yotze with electric, like the ones they have in shul, where they turn on the, you know, the plaques, and then they have the bulbs. Is that a key? Maybe when you do a yahrzeit candle every year, now you have a neder to do it. So can you fulfill that neder with electric? That's what the Emek Halacha speaks about. So it's both things are connected. Okay, everyone, say maybe we should all have a good day. And we'll continue. Good to see everybody. Of Katan and Ezra and of Kenner and Jason and Jacob and Jordan and Mayer and Joseph Katan of Avram Levitt and Aaron and Rav Akiva and Kiva Shlita. Okay.
Thank you,
Shkar. You all be well. Mm-hmm.